Good morning, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, it's International Workers' Day on May 1st, and in Santa Rosa, there'll be a gathering, a march, and another gathering in Santa Rosa, starting at Roseland Village, marching to downtown Santa Rosa, and ending in Courthouse Square. My guest today, Attila Nagy, with the May 1st Coalition. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie.
Thank you for joining me. Tell us a little bit about International Workers' Day and what we're going to expect to see in Santa Rosa.
Yeah, well, internationally, it's a Labor Day, basically, all over the world. But in Santa Rosa in 2006, it started around immigration. There was a huge march. 10,000 people showed up. And we've been continuing it ever since. And this year, we're focusing on the detention camps that the government has set up for young children who are totally innocent. That we're focusing on that, also on $15 minimum wage, climate justice, public banks, housing for all, and also the tenants union that's starting up, and police accountability.
All big topics to take on.
Well, these are issues that people in the community have to deal with, and this is the time to bring it to the attention of the greater public.
Absolutely. So on Wednesday, May 1st, you'll be gathering for music and speakers. There'll be a bit of a rally at Roseland Village, which is on Sebastopol Road.
Yeah, it's called the Roseland Village, yeah, by the Dollar Tree store. And yeah, mainly we're gathering there. The Aztec Danza is going to lead it, as well as Francisco Herrera will do a little bit of music. And then we'll march downtown to Courthouse Square and have the main rally there with speakers on these different issues.
And what's the vibe usually since this started over a decade ago? What is the atmosphere like with this rally? This is a family-friendly event.
It is.
Tell us just a bit about what it's like to be in that environment.
Well, initially it started, as I said, around immigration. It was a very bad bill in Congress that people really protested. So millions of people across the nation protested that. So that was 2006. Since then, the focus has changed somewhat, still on immigration pretty much every year, but also on various issues and labor. It's a Labor Day. So unions get involved. Also students get involved.
And this is a bilingual event. I noticed you had some information in Spanish there. Tell us just a bit about the community in Roseland and why we start there and move to downtown Santa Rosa.
Well, like I said, around immigration, and it's a immigrant community, a Latino community. And then we go from there to downtown. So trying to fuse the communities, you know. And so in downtown, and it's bilingual, by the way, like you said, it's translated from English to Spanish, vice versa, because there's both just English speakers and Spanish speakers.
Excellent. And issues like $15 minimum wage, climate justice, these are definitely things that have been on people's minds. What are some maybe resources? You also work with the Peace and Justice Center of Sonoma County. What are maybe some other resources people can look to, whether they're going in to this as their first time participating, or what are some ways that they can better prepare themselves?
Well, there are many organizations, and Peace and Justice Center is one, sort of an umbrella over a lot of other organizations that meet at the center. And we also organize events and have groups that come in and organize. I'm also with Jobs with Justice, which is doing a campaign around the $15 minimum wage in the county and all the different cities. So that's an important issue that people can get involved with. Just write to your local representatives.
There you go. Wednesday, May 1st, May Day, the day to celebrate community, the day to celebrate immigrants and workers, and the day to mobilize to protest those banks that are investing in detention camps and to protest the people that are hurting the climate and to try to get housing for all. I love all of that together in one big event. That's Wednesday, May 1st. You'll gather at 2:30 p.m. in Roseland Village by the Dollar Tree store, march to downtown Santa Rosa. And there'll be a great rally in Courthouse Square. Attila, thank you for coming in and sharing this with us.
Thank you, Charlie.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.